You have questions, we have answers. This is Jay Muller.
This is Ken Muller. Welcome to our show, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane. Today, we have returning as our special guest for part two of our interview, Mayor Francis Womack of North Brunswick Township and Council President Rajesh Mehta. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Thank you.
Long time no see.
It's good to be back.
Oh, it's awesome. I'm so excited for this show. You gave us a great overview of what's going on in the city and all the good things. And we wanted to dedicate this show to talking about something really, really cool, the North Brunswick train station that's been in the works for a long time. And we're so excited. That's going to be a game changer, not only for the township, but for the Central Jersey residents. And there's so many great things that are going to come of that. So please give us an overview. I know, Mayor, you've been mayor for almost 20 years. And give us an overview of actually the thought for this project when it first started.
If you can remember, people my age can, that area back there along Route 1 across from where the Regal Cinemas and where BJ's yep. is now, that was a big manufacturing plant for Johnson & Johnson.
Yes.
It was a big, big part of our tax base. Mm-hmm. And there were days when the town would smell like Band-Aids because they used to make Band-Aids back there. They moved that plant in early 2000s, mm-hmm. and we weren't sure what was going to happen with it. The real estate department from J&J and a new potential buyer came and worked with us. And they brought the idea that let's have a transit village, mm-hmm. a train station, if we can get the state and Amtrak and New Jersey Transit to cooperate. And let's see if we can build like a nice downtown-y kind of area. A few big box stores out right around Route 1, which we had mm-hmm. to negotiate and fight about a lot. But down by the train tracks, we'll make it a real nice downtown-y kind of area. Yeah. And so they bought that property. We started working on it. We started getting together with the state and NJ Transit and everybody trying to say, we want a train station. We really want one. And it turned out that the area between, I don't want to do all the talking, Rajesh.
Yeah.
But the area between Princeton, West Windsor, and New Jersey and New Brunswick, that was the longest stretch,
yeah.
and they could use a train station in between there. So they agreed they'd come in and put a train station in. As soon as we started really getting down to brass tacks, 2008 comes, the economy goes down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we got delayed, but we kept moving forward slower. We started picking up speed again. Then Governor Christie says, you know what, we're not going to build that big tunnel. So we got mm-hmm. slowed down again because Amtrak, New Jersey Transit really didn't need more trains and people coming in if they didn't have the other tunnel. Now, but we kept moving forward in the right direction. Now, the stars are aligned. And in the meantime, Middlesex County has come in and become a partner in the project to help make sure that we get the train station in. Mm-hmm. Governor Murphy's been up here on the site with us to make sure that everything continues to move forward. DOT continues to work forward. And we heard for years about how hard it was to work with Amtrak.
Yep.
And we're finding it's hard because they want their trains to go through here at 150 miles an hour, and so do we. And when their trains are going through at 150 miles an hour, that leaves you like 15 minutes a day you can actually get work done. But they're very cooperative. Everybody wants this to happen. It is happening. The engineering's been done. The track framework for our track that's going to run right, you know, our main loading track, mm-hmm. it's there. They're going to be putting down, they're going to actually be putting down the iron, steel, whatever the rails are these days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's moving forward. It's not going to be up tomorrow, but the station it's a done deal, and we're in the engineering construction process.
That's great, right. And I see that state legislature allocated about $50 million through the New Jersey Transportation Fund for this project. Is that is any money coming out of the local government, or did you get it all through the state, more or less?
For the train station?
For the train station itself, yeah.
Where our contributions will be will probably be with parking and things like that. So no, I mean,
so
it's state, it's federal, it's not our money that's building this.
So that's a great benefit. That's a win-win for not only North Brunswick, for East Brunswick, for South Brunswick. I mean, it's gonna benefit us in so many different ways. From for the real estate value will go up because of the proximity to the train station. You'll take off. You're gonna take the much needed relief off of Route 1. You know, by having less cars. And just it's going to be located near the shops. I'm sure you're going to have parking and possibly, I think Rajesh was saying, even a shuttle or some public transport. That's conceptually in the works. You don't have the details, but there'll be some type of a shuttle going to and from the train station that may pick up residents at different ports.
Parking is one of the most concern because East Brunswick, we don't have a train, but we have a bus station. I think a half of the East Brunswick residents have to go to New York City. And the parking always biggest concern, you know, how to get a permanent parking. So that's,
The outlines for parkings are there. Mm-hmm. Want to make it out of sight, out of mind, mm-hmm. you know, close enough, yep. but not intrusive upon the we can't let it intrude upon making it a really nice area there. Like I say, mm-hmm. when I say we want to make it like a downtown, you know, Palmer Square is what the developer envisions. Mm-hmm. You know, apartments on the second, third floor. Yep. First floor will be retail. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're shooting for. That's what the design is. And the parking mm-hmm. further down, you can't even see from Route 1 where it'll mm-hmm. be right now. So it'll be back there, but council president's absolutely correct. I mean, it's a real transit village. The idea is to get people, off the highways mm-hmm. and to get them in. So even the parking, we want to encourage people to get dropped off, get brought in by other means of transportation, yep. move towards, you know, a more modern concept.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I guess the Middlesex County Improvement Authority is taking the lead on it. But like you said, there's a lot of coordination work between them and Amtrak and New Jersey Transit. So a lot of players involved. That's why the project has got to take its due course, but it will get done. And I have a lot of faith in the gentleman who's the executive director of the MCIA.
Yeah,
he's a pretty good. We know him a little bit, Jim. I think you're in good hands with him at the wheel.
We always have been. He's been when he was a county freeholder.
Yeah,
he's always been a real friend in North Brunswick, and again, like we were talking about getting involved locally, officials. He's the kind of guy. He's the director of the Middlesex County Improvement Authority. But me or any resident in town, you call his office. He picks up that phone, and he gives you straight answers, which. It's good to have that. We're lucky.
Right. And your website has a lot of informative information on it. And residents can go there. Anyone can go there and see the meeting I think you had where Jim gave a presentation is on there. There's different a lot of information that I got for this discussion just is all on your website. So it's a good, great resource for the residents to check it out.
I think you guys did great with the communication with the public, you know, with the resident and the public in general public. That's great. You know, a lot of useful information on the website. So people understand what's going on rather than.
We still have a long ways to go with that communication because it's hard to understand. It's hard for me to understand. It's hard for Rajesh, everybody. I mean, how hard is it to put up a platform and stop a train so people can get on and off? It's hard. It seems like it should be faster. It seems like it should be easier. But there are no other train tracks in the United States of America where trains go through this fast. Mm. Even on the Northeast Corridor, we're what they call the speedway. Mm-hmm. They wind those trains open. Here's where they come to test how fast they can go. So we don't want to hurt that. That's a big asset for our region. Mm-hmm. But we want to get this train station built as quickly as we can.
Right. And the tracks you're going to have both local tracks that will take the train from North Brunswick to New York City. And also you're going to tie into Amtrak's. You're going to have tracks. If you want to go to Washington, D.C., you can stop at this train station and jump on and go to D.C.
It's going to open up with just New Jersey Transit.
Oh, just New Jersey Transit. Okay.
But then it'll transition over time. And hopefully it will become a full Amtrak stop.
Right, because that's what I saw on the website. There was mention about Amtrak has to build the tracks. Because I think right now you're at the 10 or I think back in February you were at 10% of design phase. So you've got to go through all the approvals, get the design phase up, but maybe you guys can speak more on where you're.
Ken, you did homework.
No, I watched the whole thing. I watched the presentation that Jim Polos gave, and I fell asleep, but I woke up.
It was good.
It was very good. I watched that. I watched the introductory that Governor Murphy when he came up and he spoke briefly and he just said, "Well, I don't have to say anything to say. The mayor." Mac did a great job.
When you say, "Oh, well, they're at the 10% phase," you know, my head almost blew up when I'm talking to the engineers. They go, "Hey, we've reached the," and I'm like, "What? Years into this."
Yeah, I don't understand that either. But maybe you guys can explain. But I know there's a lot of moving parts in DOT and Amtransit and Amtrak. So I guess everyone has to review it and approve it. That's what Jim was trying to convey.
It doesn't mean 10%. It's a term of art that engineers use. It means we're pretty far along. Yeah. I kept saying,
don't say
10% because it sounds like we're only 10% on. But it doesn't mean that. We're pretty far along.
That's great news.
And they are already building something from Jersey Avenue to here, 3.5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you must have heard
that. And how much track do they have to actually build? I know it's still got to be built, but let's say we're going to handle with the funding you got from the state. That's going to build the platform and the station. How much track has to be built to connect this station, the new station in North Brunswick, to the whatever the existing track is, I don't know, 5-10 miles of
Jersey Avenue, 3.5 miles.
Oh, it's only 3.5 miles.
3.6 miles.
The most innermost part of the track will connect from North Brunswick to Jersey Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And so that it's already there, but they're going to replace all that track. And it'll be, and then the other part of it is they're going to run track south. And if we ever have another superstorm like Sandy, it's where they're going to come store all of the. Because remember how many cars got lost down there in Bayhead?
Yeah.
So instead of Bayhead where it's wet, this isn't wet. So they're going to. It'll be an emergency storage area. So that'll be good for us.
For Amtrak, right? It is for Amtrak.
No, it'll be for Jersey Transit. But in the long term, they're actually talking about building a loop down by where. If you came across Finnegan's Lane and then you kept going over into the woods, they're going to try to build a loop there eventually so New Jersey Transit trains won't have to change crews, won't have to go all the way to Trenton, the ones that they don't want to have go to Trenton. They can just get up on that loop like the monorail at Disney and just loop over the tracks, turn around, and go back to New York. That ultimately would be really great if we can get that pulled off.
Wow, there's just so much planning that gets involved. That's why you have to have one central entity like MCIA in charge of it, I guess, because they've got to loop all these ideas and then coordinate whatever the master plan is.
And then get the money.
Oh, that's right, because that's all additional funds that are not – that's just the platform itself is expensive. So everything, building the tracks and the design and getting the approvals from all the different entities you're crossing over into – it's a big, big job, yeah.
But NJIA is, Middlesex County.
MCIA, right.
Yeah, MCIA is doing excellent job coordinating with Amtrak, New Jersey Transit, and DOT. They are together in this, you know, and they're working every day.
Right.
But they told us they are doing it every day.
Yeah. And how often do you guys get updates at the public? Are there updates public? Do they attend regular council meetings to give you the updates, or do you just do that
We have another one scheduled, but I think it's still like 4 or 5 months away.
Okay, another update and
for the whole council and everything. They're giving us updates every week or two.
Sure. But that was very informative, the one they did in February. It was very, very interesting, you know, to get a good overview on that.
It is good to know because it just doesn't happen overnight, and people get anxious that, you know, we haven't heard about it in a while. they're pulling the wool over our eyes, nothing's happening, but... It is happening, but as far as I'm concerned, we just got to keep it's like, you know, driving a ship. You just got to keep it pointed in the right direction and don't let it get off course, and you're going to have that train station the way you want it.
Yeah. Right.
Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Attention all investors. A two-story fully leased medical building is for sale. Good cap rate with long-term stable tenants. Corner lot with approximately 30 car spots located on Route 33 in Neptune, just one block away from the Jersey Shore University Medical Center. For more details, please call Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. Impressive second-level office suite in excellent condition is available for lease. Approximately 2,400 square feet consists of private offices, conference rooms and kitchen, and private restrooms. Perfect for attorneys, accountants, or any office professional use. Situated in prime location on Route 130 in the Lake Farrington Plaza Business Park, in close proximity to major highways including Route 1, the New Jersey Turnpike, and Route 287. For more information, please contact Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. All are invited to the East Brunswick Spring Festival on Sunday, June 4th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Municipal Complex, 1 Civic Center Drive in East Brunswick. There'll be entertainment, food, and local vendor exhibits. Come on down. It's going to be a good time.
Okay, welcome back to our show. So we spoke all about the train tracks that are coming down the road. Let's talk about the Main Street, the Village, that whole concept that's got a lot of neat things, a lot of great stores, restaurants, residential. So tell us, tell the listeners what that entails.
What you can see there now, of course, is, like you say, the Costco, and that was all part of a deal that really came about with the 2008 when the economy started going down. And we wanted to make sure that the developer and the retailers were signed in and were there with us. So we made – that's why those stores are up there first. Now that the train station is really moving along, you're going to see construction start back closer to the tracks. And that's a big, big area, much bigger than you realize. And it is designed to look a little bit like an Italian piazza with the main street running straight from – just in front of the Costco, between Costco and Panera. It'll run back towards the train tracks with other streets extending off of it like spokes. And there'll be nice housing. I mean, the kind of housing I think that people in their 20s and 30s are going to really want to live in, because there's going to be some really nice bars and restaurants.
Oh, that's
and
right.
It'll be a nice, nice place to live.
I think back, 10 years ago, we as a brokers, we had a meeting with the developer that time. They talk about what type of retail they're looking for. They want really high-end, unique, and they want you have to submit with the profile. You have to give the a lot of more details. They're very specific. They want unique business to be there. Yeah.
It's a serious developer who wants it done the way he wants it done.
Yeah.
And the family behind the developer, they own the Minnesota Vikings, so we have to keep telling them everything can't be purple.
But that family was notable also in other developments that I've dealt with in the commercial field. So they owned a lot of different commercial developments. So.
They've worked with us a lot. I mean, the economy has been up and down, and they've worked hard with us to get the train station. I can't say it's been a bad experience. It's been good, and I'm expecting that it's going to stay good, and we're going to really see a really beautiful transit village that is built in there. And it's, like I say, I mean, I don't have any grandkids yet. I hope they're coming soon. But I think it'll be the kind of place where people want to live. You know, the shops of North Brunswick
there
at Route 1 and 130.
Sure, that's beautiful, too.
They've really shown that our area, our town, can maintain high-end, good-quality retail and some really nice restaurants. Just last week we learned that they're putting a swimming instructor, a place for swimming in there, for swimming instruction. They're gonna put a pool in there.
In the shops.
It's gonna be
God.
High end. You wanna take your kid to learn how to swim? They're gonna have a nice, big, beautiful pool for that.
Yeah. They.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah,
so we hope. I mean, the idea is as you go down Route 1, you can buy a car if you want, but you can also go to some really nice high end between the shops and what we're gonna see in the village.
Yeah.
It'll be a nice place to live and a nice place to be.
Actually, in fact, our best friend, you know, my girlfriend, Monica, I landed in New Jersey 20 plus years ago. She's the first person I met, was like a sister to me. She, started the pastry business, and she could have the business anywhere available.
You can say the name?
Yeah.
It's the Paris Bouguet. I can never pronounce it, but they're coming.
They
going to
have. They chose North Brunswick. Asked me, she said, Jane, what do you think? I said, wow, that's the hottest place, girlfriend.
And are they opening in the shops or somewhere else?
No,
they're
right
in the shops.
So that's a great location, I think, because you have the.
Well, they'll be great for the mayor to come for the ceremony.
We go up to the one in Edison.
Yeah, we've got the one in Edison, too. And that's
great. And so when we learned that was coming in, and it's right beside Hummus Republic that had their grand opening a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
As I mentioned, she could choose quite a few other locations, but that's how much faith and we'll have in North Brunswick. And for me, I said, North Brunswick, because of very selfish motivation, because our house is the boundary.
Our house is closer to North Brunswick. And we do a lot of our shopping at the Costco, which is a great,
a
game changer, and Trader Joe's, and those are all in North Brunswick. So you got all the goodies.
Goodies there, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. What other nice restaurant place in North Brunswick at the moment in the work?
I'm not sure about other good high-end restaurants.
Yeah.
Like I say, Shake Shack is building right there in the village. So that's, another one. We're getting one of those Freddy's. Do you know what Freddy's is? It's going to be right on Route 1. It's a fast food place. They have frozen yogurt, et cetera. It's nice. There's one up in Linden right now.
Mm-hmm.
On Route 1.
They got five guys in the shops.
Yeah,
that's you could say that's a high
end.
Well,
before East Bronx, we finally got one.
Yeah. And we've got some nice, really, Labibi on Route 130. And we've got some nice restaurants.
A lot of Restaurant 27, too. So it's very popular.
So, I don't know if it's to brag about it. It'll be helpful late at night for a snack. We're getting a new Taco Bell down Route 130. It's the first thing that's really down, sort of going towards Davidson's Mill Pond there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That Taco Bell's. They've been building it about 3 days, and it's almost finished.
They know their stuff. Yeah.
And we're getting a second Popeyes. Mm-hmm. So if you like fried chicken, we're your town now. So.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, a lot of diversity, which is great.
Yeah.
How about the residential, going back to the Transit Village? How many residences will is the planned call for, roughly? How many units are
1,800 was the original.
1,800.
I think he's cut back a little bit on that. We're going back and forth a little bit now. But because of the division between commercial and the real estate, so I think it may be less. But it was originally 1,800. It was all one and two bedroom design, so that we would try to attract a younger housing stock.
Sure, with the restaurants there and the train station coming, they'll be in. That'll be a hot place. They can take the train to New York and to.
Yeah.
Wherever, right? And then
track a lot of young people. That's great. Yes, that's really become a hottest place, because real estate, right? A lot of time I always say to them, a lot of people come to Central Jersey. There's really not much to do. It's for the family, the park, the school. But for the young people, Jersey City, Hoboken is where it is. But I think now the Route 1 is close enough to that. Once the train station's done, probably that would be, attraction.
If they do the Transit Village right, maybe we'll change our name to Hoboken South.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Or the new Hoboken, right? Yeah. That's old. Everything you have will be new and brand new, right?
Yeah. That's right.
That'll be great for the kids and your grandkids, right, Council President?
Yes.
Grandkids will enjoy
that. They will love it.
They will love it, yeah.
Yeah.
Even for the seniors, we just built 260 apartments in Amaranth.
Mm-hmm.
They're beautiful apartments. If you go and look at them, you'd be surprised.
That Amaranth right there?
On Route 130.
Yeah. One of our admin staff actually leasing there. It's really beautiful. She was renting, and then one day she saw the sign. There's the 130. Said, hey, let's check this out. And she's very happy. They're so brand new. Plus, I have a garage, too. So that was really location-wise. It's very, very nice.
I understand it's state of the – I mean, that it is the state of the art. But when I went to the grand opening and I saw the pool, and how they have the big televisions, and how you can just walk and program them from any location around the pool to watch anything you want on the internet or the it's just shocking to me the amenities places have nowadays.
Even speaking about amenities, I just had this thought. I go to the gym, and I either go to the Esporta in East Brunswick, but oftentimes I go to the one in North Brunswick because that's actually closer. And you guys, that one just got all redone, so it's got all brand new equipment, weights, machines, everything.
What are you talking about, FX 45?
No, the Esporta. It's cut through Milltown. It's in North Brunswick.
Yeah,
the one where the Sherwin Williams is. The same that plaza there. So you guys got everything.
Yeah,
newer.
Make us jealous.
It's really wonderful.
Ken, go one day and look at FX 45. Yeah. It is on George's Road.
Oh, George's Road. That's another. Well, you got another. You got two then. You got two great gyms.
They live in East Brunswick. Who opened it?
Here. Oh, okay.
It is that is something worth mentioning, is that one lucky thing about us in North Brunswick that continues is our relationship with the Board of Education.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the gyms to work out, but we've got a 50-year understanding with our Board of Ed where they let us use the gyms, things like that for town purposes. We built a beautiful pool 50 years ago. Now we're in talks with the Board of Ed of how we're going to upgrade and make our high school pool better, and town residents will still continue to use it. So whereas other communities are building big community centers now for millions and millions of dollars, we're lucky that our forefathers in North Brunswick, we had the foresight to make that agreement with our Board of Education so that we're able to share facilities. So
that's a big savings. You can just renovate and not have to build a new swimming pool complex, for example.
Yeah.
And it just adds so much to the community spirit where when the town and the Board of Ed are all co-invested and working together. It's a great thing.
Absolutely. Well said. Well, we're out of time. We want to thank you so much, Mayor Womack and Council President Mehta, for being our special guest today. We really appreciate all the information and informing us of the great things happening in North Brunswick Township.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks. We'll see everyone next week.
All are invited to the East Brunswick Spring Festival on Sunday, June 4th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Municipal Complex, 1 Civic Center Drive in East Brunswick. There'll be entertainment, food, and local vendor exhibits. Come on down. It's going to be a good time. You have been listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller, airing every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. For feedback and suggestions for future topics, go to their Facebook page, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, or email them at realestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com or call 732-898-2266.